Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we are back. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your minds. The telephone number you need to participate in this program is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Greg from New York.
And Mark.
And welcome, Greg from New York. You are our special in-studio guest. We rarely have in-studio guests on the program, probably more rarely than we have guests calling.
He's a guest host. I think that's pretty common, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I've hosted before.
Yes, and so why don't you tell our audience who you are, for those who may not know, and why you're here.
Hi, everyone. I am a human being. Shocking, I know.
What?
Whoa, they're out there. So I have spent the last 10 years building sort of these platforms and technologies for people. I'm a left libertarian. Usually people identify themselves as an anarcho-capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take sometimes of a broader view of what kind of systems can we organize as a society, as a community. And so I like to build systems technologically that help people to self-organize. As I like to say, it's by the people, not just for the people. Because everything we've got is Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Amazon, the state, right? Everything is from top down. So I'm very passionate building bottom up, and we can talk about it. But basically, yeah. I got excited. I started talking about politics, calling into the show a bunch of times, and then before I know it,
you're building our website.
That's it. Well, the guys talk a lot about how intelligent you are, and so, you know, that's that speaks well about you. I believe this is the first time I've met you face-to-face, but I've been on the show when you've called in, and so I have that familiarity with you. I like what you're talking about as far as infrastructure is concerned, because one of the things that I think has hindered the freedom movement, the larger freedom movement around the globe, is a lack of infrastructure. Right. One of the things that enthuses me about cryptocurrencies, for example, is for the first time, there is a living, breathing example of anarchy in action in the form of infrastructure. It's decentralized. It's, you know, it's not owned by any one person. It is literally money for the people and of the people. What gives it value? Well, that people see it has value and use it because it has a purpose. It has more features and benefits, and it does things more efficiently. To me, most importantly about cryptocurrency specifically, is that it literally takes money out of the hands of the warlords. I'm an anti-war advocate through and through. I have been for as long as I can remember. As soon as I found out what war was, I'm like, well, that seems dumb. And it's just expanded from there. So,
what was that movie? It's like, interesting game. The only way to win is not to play.
Yes. Yeah. War Games.
War Games.
War Games is the movie that comes from. And so, yeah, that's one of my favorite screen caps of all time is that, you know, it's all in, like, DOS from, like, 1982 or whatever.
Yeah, that's when it's from.
True.
Yep.
Is it 82, really?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I remember when it was out in theaters, and I was quite young, so.
Yeah, I was too, but it was one of my favorites.
And then the computer goes, will anyone play chess with me? And everyone just ignores the computer, like, screw you, computer.
I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this what's the name? It's the Google AI, right? The guy said he had a conversation.
Lambda,
yeah. I don't know if you've read about this. There's a AI that Google has developed, and one guy, an employee of Google, has sort of spilled the beans and said, I think this thing is sentient. Have you heard of this?
Oh, my God. So this opens up a whole Pandora's box. Okay. Look, I will just say a few things. Computer programs can be embodied in many different computers. They can be copied quite cheaply. Humans cannot. Most of the self-preservation instinct is built into our sense of self, right? It's myself. If the computer program is running on so many different computers,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have necessarily that idea that it has a sense of self, perhaps, any more than Commander Riker on the Enterprise in that episode where he gets cloned. Imagine he gets cloned like a million times.
Right.
So, like, I don't know if our ethics would even... Here's the problem I have, is that you don't need to go to one, like from 0 to 100, AGI. You don't need to go to... Elon Musk talks about AGI all the time. He talks about how dangerous it could be, and that's all true. The thing is, you don't have to get to the 100% general intelligence, artificial general intelligence, to be dangerous. We could have deepfakes right now.
Yes.
That fool people into thinking this politician said that.
Yeah, there are some seriously... the deepfakes that I've seen... I'm like, that's a fake?
I'm
completely
so
cool.
Good yeah. That there's nothing you
can do. There's a Seinfeld skit that they say is done by GPT-3, which is like the earlier generation. There's mm-hmm. now GPT-4. And that one's like, it made a pretty nice Seinfeld-like joke about cats. And it wasn't written anywhere. They went back, and they tried to find it, and it's like the closest, like George Carlin talking about cats. So that one... is like, that one is getting freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the television program known as Black Mirror?
Yeah. I've seen the first, like every other season thing, I see the first two seasons, and then I just, like, move on.
Yeah, it's the final season, the fourth, or was it the fifth season? Whatever, the last season was kind of, it was a less than stellar effort from Brooker, but the first two seasons... blow me away still, even when I watch them today. And there's some very accurate things that they have in there. One of them, of course, is the lady who's, I don't know, husband, boyfriend, whatever. They're at home, and he goes for a drive, and he gets into an accident and dies. And then this AI sort of scours the internet, collects bits and pieces of data, recreates a personality profile for him, and begins communicating with her while she's sort of in mourning, and she's still attached to that. And then, of course, for a fee, she can have this, we'll call it scraped personality from the internet embodied into an actual human look-alike robot. And so now, to her, it seems as if she's got the boyfriend back, but he doesn't act completely.
Well,
like
why
the,
just
like
one, right? And then if she dies, they can have millions of them interacting with millions of them, like in the movie Her, where she's like,
right.
Right? She's like, I've moved on to like millions of people. See, the thing is like, look, I think we're building ourselves into a zoo. I think we're going to be the animals in the zoo.
Yeah.
And my, like, it's not that bad being an animal in a zoo if you're taken care of well, but you won't have any power. You won't have any way to choose anything or change anything. There's even an old movie called Colossus, The Forbidden Project, which is really creepy, but it basically the computer uses atomic bombs it takes control of all the atomic bombs in the world and blackmails humanity into achieving peace.
Oh.
Well, this is kind of like the blue pill from Matrix, right? Like everybody's scrambling all over themselves to take the blue pill. Give it to me. I want the blue pill. You know, I want my Starbucks every day.
I would, but I'm just afraid that we'll make the computers wrong. They won't know what gives us pleasure, and they won't know what causes us pain.
Right.
And so we'll be in this either anodyne thing where we won't be able to do anything, which is like the better scenario. The worst scenario is where the computer is causing people a lot of suffering, but it's literally, and maybe even keeping them alive, and because it has no concept. It's just maximizing some function or something like this. So the programs are so different. And they don't have a sense of self because they could just be replicated.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll have... And that's the other thing. In all the alien movies, they kill that one mothership and everyone...
Flops to the ground.
In the real thing, I mean, even now we have swarms of AI drones that can self-organize. You can't take those down. I'm talking about right now. Like, so in a year or two from now, you have Slaughterbots, the video. Have you seen that? Slaughterbots, you just press a button, okay, take out this guy. And for the next 2 years, it's going to be trying to take down that guy with swarms.
I've got some things on deck for the show tonight that I think you either will already know about or have some interest in. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you want to call and participate in tonight's program. Coming up, we'll have more from Greg from New York and a whole lot more. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number that you need to grab a crayon and write on the refrigerator is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Greg from New York.
And Mark.
We've been just sort of chatting with Greg a little bit. We've been talking about technology in general and, you know, what that means to society and the human race and things of that nature. I have more that I want to discuss with you, but let's go to some of the calls and thoughts here. We have Jet calling from Indian Rocks. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, normally I would want to call in on Sunday and talk about churchy stuff. But since Mark is there, I wanted to kind of ask him a couple questions. You know, I kind of support your concept, your idea. I call it like an enclave scenario where a bunch of people just kind of not take over an area, but let's say congregate an area. And I wonder, how might things be different if everyone, rather than moving to various places in Vermont, I mean, New Hampshire, if they congregated around Concord or Keene or Manchester?
Well, one of the concepts of the Free State Project is to sort of be able to call it hack New Hampshire's legislative system. So there are 400 legislators in the New Hampshire House. That is the third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world behind the House of Representatives and the House of Commons. And the idea is that you have enough Free Staters in every one of those districts so that you presumably can have, you know, them support liberty-loving candidates in that area and that kind of thing. So to some extent, that's the benefit of New Hampshire being a small state, is that, you know, if they are successful in this, and let's hope that they are, because it's the only way they're going to be able to change the constitution of the state of New Hampshire, and that's what needs to be done in order for this to be a long-term success. But I think that's the reason why they're not all in one area. That things like this have existed in the past, though. Mormons come to mind. The Shakers come to mind. A variety of religious sects, if we want to use that terminology, have moved to geographic areas and had their own little communities, and everything went fine.
Well, to be fair as well, New Hampshire, the state, isn't really that large.
Nope.
You can travel pretty much anywhere within 3-4 hours tops. And, you know, a lot of times things are even closer than that. So as far as geography is concerned, you know, New Hampshire isn't vast. The last state that I lived in was Washington State, and you could drive for a whole day, an eight-hour day, and barely reach one end to the other. Mm. So just to give you a perspective.
So you're thinking that, let's say, moving 5,000 people into Concord or something like that would not have had that much of an effect over time?
I think it would have had a larger effect on Concord, but I don't think it would have as large of effect on New Hampshire.
Well, then you split off and you take it to another city and take it to another city. In other words,
I agree with you from a game theory standpoint, but I think that it gets expensive. So every move, as you know, is thousands of dollars. You know, if you buy a house for that, then for God's sakes, it's tens of thousands of dollars. And most people that move for the Free State Project don't have that kind of money.
No, just an idea.
Yeah.
So I'll end it with my motto from the Bible. That's in Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Therefore, no longer be bound by a yoke of slavery.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jet. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's go right away to Gigi. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Gigi, where are you calling from tonight?
First and foremost, I very much appreciate how you expressed last evening the importance of people voicing opposition, and when they are frustrated and feel that their civil liberties or someone else's civil liberties are being violated as it pertains to Julian Assange, a journalist recognized, used to write for The Guardian, that his First Amendment rights are being violated. Where are the journalists voicing opposition domestically and internationally? Yeah. I agree with you. Secondly, I also appreciate very much, as a political anthropologist with my PhD in that field, last night you said something that affected me. I am of the Jewish faith. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Judaism is a religion, not an ethnicity. I am of a Sephardic ethnic background. My husband is also Jewish, but of an Ashkenazi ethnic background.
Okay.
You're pretty sharp about that for a Gentile guy.
Well, I wouldn't claim to be entirely Gentile.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate you bringing up, you know, what we talked about a bit last night. And I'd like to just mention to our listeners, there's a lot of folks that listen to this show that, for whatever reason, you know, can't move, can't join, you know, the Free State Project or the Greater Migration to New Hampshire for liberty and freedom. But what can you do where you are? Well, the first thing everybody can do, of course, is start standing up for everybody else.
Absolutely.
Start speaking out.
There are lots of ways to express that.
Agreed.
Who was it that wrote, I think, when they rounded up the communists, I didn't speak for them? Because
Reverend Martin Niemöller.
Yeah.
So the point that I made that Gigi's talking about here, Greg, is that Jews don't know who Jews are. And if you have a group of people that don't know who they are, how can they truly be an ethnicity? Like, there's no, like, the, so my friend, actually the godfather of my child, used to take me to temple on Friday nights before we go out drinking. And he said, under no circumstances, tell those old ladies what your last name is. Just don't tell them. We're going to have fun. Do not tell them. And so, you know, they try to figure out, is your last name Leibowitz? Is it Rosenblum? You know, whatever it is, right? And they go through this whole shtick. And no, yeah, I wasn't telling. And, you know, it's a little old ladies at temple. I'm at temple. And I'm as goy as they come. Nope, they couldn't tell. So my contention was that Judaism's a religion because how can it be otherwise? I mean, Jews may feel like they're an ethnicity, some may, but I don't see the evidence for it.
I mean, I'm Jewish. I guess I have some opinion on that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is what I think, and based on so genetically, right? Jews didn't really intermarry with many non-Jews mm-hmm. throughout history. There's only about 16 million Jews now, I think, or 20 million. And, of course, there was the Holocaust, right? So if you go before the Holocaust, when there's a religion, you can convert into it, and you can convert into Judaism, and that's true.
Right.
But it's so rare compared to, like, conversion to Christianity, let's say.
Right.
And Jews didn't really conquer other peoples to, like, give them the religion.
Hey, Gigi, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I want to talk about this here more in just a moment.
Yeah, it could be, we actually have a guy who co-hosts, not regularly,
yeah.
who did marry into and converted to Judaism.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, we have that experience here. 603-283-6160. It's the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many Americans are feeling their budget squeezed by soaring costs at the pump and on everyday goods as inflation continues to skyrocket to a 40-year high. This, as some economic experts and CEOs are cautioning, a recession could be on the horizon. Brian Deese, director of the National Economic Council, shares his thoughts about the future of the American economy while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
But as we move through this transition, not only is a recession not inevitable, but what we as policymakers can do is take steps to build on our unique strengths in the American economy and try to get to that stable and steady growth that we all want to get to as quickly as possible.
The National Retail Federation says consumers opened up their pocketbooks on Father's Day, spending roughly $20 billion on gifts. USA Radio News. The FBI says they're now going to be investigating attacks and threats of violence by pro-abortion groups. The Bureau releasing a statement saying they're investigating a series of attacks and threats targeting pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations across the country. A U.S. gas tax holiday is worth considering.
President Biden wants to do anything he possibly can to help consumers. Gas prices have risen a great deal.
That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Appearing on ABC's This Week, she explained that President Biden stands ready to work with Congress as gas prices spike to an average of $5 a gallon nationally. Some governors and state lawmakers have already put state gas tax holidays in place to help alleviate some of the pain at the pump. The federal gas tax sits at just over 18 cents a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call in, tell us what's on your mind. Talk about anything we're talking about. If you don't like what we're talking about, bring something else up. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Gregorio from Nueva York.
And Mark.
Well, alrighty then. We have been talking about technology, and I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so before we went to break, you guys were talking about the intricacies of Judaism and sort of an extension of something we talked about on last night's program, which was sometimes people confuse Judaism and the Jewish people as either a race or a religion or both. And, Greg, you were trying to set us straight on exactly how it is. So,
well, I like to say it how it is.
Yeah.
I like to talk how it is. And sometimes, I find it fun. So, first of all, yes, Judaism is a religion. Judaism, just like Christianity is a religion and Islam is a religion. But if have you ever seen on dating sites, you know, you have like Jewish atheist, right? Like Sam Harris, I think, is technically Jewish,
right.
I think, by his mom. Oh, but he's an atheist.
Right.
So there's this idea that you're still, like, there would be, can you say Christian atheist or Muslim atheist?
Yeah, if you say any of the other ones, it doesn't really make sense for some reason.
Because there has to be something other than a religion there. And I think there's three things. One is that the prevailing idea now is that once Jewish, always Jewish, right? So if you're born Jewish, you remain Jewish even if you switch to another faith or become an atheist.
Okay.
You could be a Christian Jew. A Messianic Jew. There's Jews for Jesus.
There are.
Right?
Yep.
Secondly,
I don't really understand what they're talking about, but they're there.
Well, the second thing is that if you also part of that is if you convert into Judaism, they test you. They make sure that you're serious about it for 2 years. They, you know what the laws are. But if you lapse later and you become a bad Jew, you're still a Jew. Like, you converted, but you're always a Jew.
Okay.
It's kind of like once saved, always saved, you know, in some Protestant religions. But there you don't know if you were saved because it's up in heaven. Here it's like a three Orthodox Jews say that you're Jewish, and that's what makes you Jew. That's one thing.
Three Orthodox Jews.
So you have to be rabbis. They just have to be good, kosher Orthodox Jews.
Interesting. So, hold on. If I decide to become a liberal Jew, which is the only thing that has any interest to me, by the way, I just find that to be the only interesting part.
Good luck finding.
If I decide to become that, then, you know, I'd need three Orthodox Jews to tell me I'm a liberal?
So I'm talking about the Orthodox Jewish standard.
Okay.
If you go to Reform synagogues, they'll have some other standard. But from an Orthodox standard, what makes you a Jew is either that you were born a Jew.
I've been called a Jew by many Jews, so maybe I qualify.
If your mother's 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 were Jewish?
It's not. It's because I have the mother's 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 thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. So you could be one... 1,024th Jewish. You could be less Jewish than Elizabeth Warren is Native American.
Right.
And still be halachically 100% Jewish.
Well, I think everybody's, you know, more Jewish than Elizabeth is Native American.
Perhaps. Which makes one wonder, how could so little Native American blood find its way into Elizabeth Warren?
Agreed. Let's go to, we've got Carolyn calling from Missouri. Carolyn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to speak my mind on something that's been on my mind for a long time. It's about .com. You know, not everyone owns or wants to own or use a computer, but yet you just had two commercials, .com. Before the last session, you had two commercials, .com, no phone numbers. How are we supposed to buy this or get informed on it if they don't give a telephone number? I've been trying to look on my cell phone under Google for a new apartment or a house to rent. No telephones, just .com. I can't do it because I don't have a computer and I don't want to own a computer.
How do you use Google?
On my cell phone.
So you can use your cell phone, that same cell phone. It has a browser. That's probably how you type in google.com. You can also type in anythingelse.com, and it will bring up that website instead of Google. Google is just one of many websites that you can bring up on your phone.
Yeah, your phone's a mini computer.
For one thing, I can't see well, and I don't type Google or anything. I use the voice on my phone.
Oh, well, if you're just using voice, all you need to do then is say,
freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
You just push the little microphone icon and then say freetalklive.com. I have the same, I feel you, Carolyn. I have to wear these reading glasses, and it seems like I just can't even see when I have them on. I have to turn bright lights on the thing I want to look at. It's really frustrating.
And, well, I use a magnifying glass and a special light, and I still have to sometimes get my neighbor to read my mail to make sure that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, I used to do the same thing. There was a lady across the street that was good friends with my grandmother, and my grandmother had passed for 10 years or so, but she kept going, and I'd go over there, and, you know, sometimes she needed the bushes trimmed, or sometimes she needed the lawn mowed or just something red or whatever. She got along fine, but, you know, she needed somebody to visit every couple few days, and I did that for a long time.
I know I had to. Go ahead, Carolyn.
But what I'm saying is, it's aggravating for everything just to be .com. You know, why can't they put phone numbers out for you? You know, it just makes sense. Well, I'm in the minority of this, I know, but minority deserves rights too.
Yeah, I will say this, Carolyn. At one point or another, it's probably been several years, it came down through the advertising industry that this is it. Stop putting telephone numbers in ads. We're past it, and it's just websites now. I don't know who decided or what the consensus was or why, but I just followed the way that they do. You're talking to the guy who puts the ads together for Free Talk Live. So,
Carolyn,
I'm going to talk to advertisers about this. When I talk to them about it, I'll discuss this with them.
I have a question for you. Do you have an iPhone or do you have an Android phone?
I have a smartphone.
A smartphone from Google?
The only thing I know how to do is to text, and I just learned to text this last year because my daughter had her third episode of cancer and passed away December 29th. Mm. And her last year, we text a lot. And to call someone, that's basically all I use my phone for.
It helps.
Every now and then I'll use
touch.
Google, but usually it doesn't do me any good.
I just wanted to tell you, these phones, they have a voice interface. If you can ask someone in your family or your friends to help you set it up, it can read what's in front of on the screen to you. I have on my phone right now, I can swipe down with two fingers and read anything on the page. That's number one. Number two is you could say, "Hey Siri, google.com." Or if you have an Android phone, you would say,
oh. He said,
Siri's talking. Siri's right away responding.
Yeah.
Hey, Google, you say, "Okay, Google."
Okay, Google.
Carolyn, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Yes, indeed, there are ways to help folks who, you know, I know me, myself, I'm wearing glasses now, and as I get older, I'm going to need to buy, like, the big remote control with the giant button so I can be able to see it when I'm turning my TV on and off. So that's coming up. More Free Talk Live is on the way, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. It is the Sunday night edition of your favorite freedom-oriented radio program, Free Talk Live. What are we? Well, we're a live call-in radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
The G from NYC.
And Mark.
You're not the M from NH? Or wait.
I wouldn't claim NH at this point.
Right, where are you from these days, Mark?
I guess Utila.
Planet Earth?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, very well.
That was it, Dan.
We've been talking about, well, all sorts of things, technology, religion. We just had a caller who was talking about the absence of phone numbers in advertisements, which is something that has sort of silently happened. You know, Mark pointed out there wasn't really any, there was no, you know, group of people got together and said, okay, stop putting phone numbers in ads, everybody. But it's just slowly happened as a result of technology.
Well, yeah, technology moves apace. You know, I remember when the Mac, Steve Jobs, they killed, okay, the DVD port. Mm-hmm. No more DVDs, right? And that, so everything's virtual now. Which, by the way, Minority Report, they got so much right, but then they got these big discs, you know, that you move around. Because actually, yeah. A real sci-fi movie, right, a realistic one would be so boring because it would be like, oh, everything's Wi-Fi. Nothing moves. And then, like, they catch the guy immediately because they still have his, like, information.
Right, yeah. It's been stored for his entire life. And,
yeah, like, in
the
seriously.
One time he slipped up, didn't have his VPN on, you know, used his real email address and Waymo.
There's cameras everywhere. Okay, movie's over. So, like, that would be a realistic science movie.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
I wanted to get your opinion, Greg, on a thing that I think is going to happen. I feel like humanity is going to have a schism, a division, if you will. And this is the division that I think is going to happen.
Morlocks and the Eloi?
Ish. It's what I think is there's going to be two different portions of humanity. We're going to have the, like right now, there's human beings who augment themselves with technology. And there's human beings who don't. And so I would
definitely be in the former category. I like early adopting stuff.
I do too, but I'm talking
like
about
sexual technology.
I'm talking about like combining the human physical being with technology, right? So not just hey, I got the newest computer or my cell phone's the you know number one, the fastest thing ever. No, I'm talking about people who like augment themselves. So that is to say, sort of a marriage between a technological, a cyborg, if you will, versus a natural human. And so the way I see it is I think that at some point humanity is going to have people who augment themselves with technology, and these people will become sort of the space travelers. And then there will be people who don't do that, who sort of stay on Earth. And I think that's the schism that I kind of see in my head. Now, I am a science fiction fan, so this really isn't that new of an idea. You could go to the...
You'd have to augment yourself to travel in space. Basically, we are not space monkeys, and we can't handle long periods of time in space. You'd have to be...
Not without changing. And right. One of the most accurate science fiction programs recently is a series called The Expanse. It was originally a series of books, but they did try to incorporate realism within the science fiction tales that they told, and it was a little difficult for them to do on film, but they pulled it off. There are things like artificial gravity that is generated when you spin in a circle in outer space, and that creates some things that you don't normally see on science fiction TV.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yep, yes. Yeah. So, for example, if you're on artificial gravity generated by a spinning motion, when you pour a beverage into a glass, it doesn't pour like it does here on Earth. It doesn't go straight out of the bottle down into your cup. It'll pour sideways. And so they incorporated that into this television series, The Expanse. And so they would show a guy who's like on a rock that's spinning. It's a base in an asteroid belt. And so he cracks open a beer after a hard day of work, goes to pour it, but he holds the glass, you know, way off to his left.
That's fascinating. Is that true? Is that
yes.
Accurate?
Yeah.
Is that like the Coriolis effect or something?
I believe that's the name of it. Yeah, and so they incorporated these things. The other thing they incorporated was something called belters. These are humans who went out into space to mine this asteroid belt for all of the expensive minerals and all that kind of stuff. And so generations had gone by where, you know, folks had procreated who moved out there and had kids, and their kids grew up on the belt. They'd never been to Earth, and as a result, they began to morph, mutate, if you will, from an Earth-bound human being who grows up in Earth gravity and Earth atmosphere to somebody who grows up in a fake atmosphere or an artificially generated human atmosphere. Their limbs elongate, their faces elongate, things of that nature. And so they weren't able to illustrate it as dramatically as, say, the books do, but they did illustrate it in the series. And that is something that they predict will happen based on the amount of research that has happened by sending monkeys, for example, up into space, or what happens to the astronauts for an extended period of time when they're on, like, the space station and they come back. There is a readjustment period because the body gets used to and adapts to that type of an environment.
Yeah, The Expanse was one of those TV shows that I watched the first two seasons of, so
yeah.
That's when they show a lot of the stuff. And it's a really cool show. I love the realism of it. You know, first of all, we as people that evolved on Earth, you know, we're here on Earth now. This is the environment that we're shielded from cosmic rays, for example. If we go out too long in a spaceship, those cosmic rays will get you. They're figuring out right now some sort of nanomaterials that will stand up to these rays. But, I mean, we're talking about neutrino particles. We're talking about highly charged gamma rays, maybe. And here on Earth, they hit you very rarely. But if you go up out in space, so we would have to mutate quite a bit and... yeah, maybe evolution works that way. I mean, go to Chernobyl, try to survive, you know, a few generations there and see what happens.
Well, it seems like the people are making it. I mean, animals are making it in Chernobyl right now, so yeah. we don't really know what would happen if people had stayed.
If animals can do it, I'm pretty sure humans can.
Yeah, sure. But if that particular type of animal can do it too, you know?
Well, and there's already existing technology. I think they're called the BCI, the brain-computer interface. There's different versions of this. The most common one is one you'll see at, like, doctor's offices. They put this net-looking thing on your head, and, you know, it'll evaluate, like, facial expressions and try to learn, like, what you mean by a facial expression and interpret that so that it can, like, people who have no hands and...
Oh, they can read your brainwaves.
They can read your brainwaves, and you can actually control a computer just by wearing this BCI interface. You don't have to grab a mouse or anything. You can just think about where you want the mouse to go, and this thing on your head knows, like, oh, to the right, to the left, up, down, click, double click. It knows these things based on the muscles in your face, in your head, and what they do, and it reads that, and then it directs react to do the appropriate things.
Elon Musk talks about the brain-computer interface as being the bottleneck, you know? Not the brain. The interface is too slow, he says. Look.
Agreed.
But here's the thing. You know science fiction. Have you seen the Borg?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
This is the thing.
Resistance is futile.
Well, in a way, it's already happening. I mean, a lot of people, okay, so the skills were, you know, work on the farm. That got automated, right? And the Great Depression was partly caused by so much automation that there was so much food rotting in the field. And, you know, there's books about how they migrated to the cities.
Right.
It took a long time. They built the factories, but now it's automated too. So then you do the next thing and the next thing. Well, human labor is the demand for it's going down because obviously every year there's more automation, right? Why would you hire humans when your R&D department can, you know, make it cheaper? So the thing is, like, if you are hooked up to a hive mind or whatever and every answer comes right away, well, what are you? Like, what do you add to it exactly? You could just have the hive mind. You are just an appendage. That's like, what is the value of your life anyway? These are existential philosophical questions, but you don't solve them by hooking up to the hive mind because then you become the Borg. I don't know. I just don't see what we are used to and what we value today comes from thousands of years of human history. We have no idea what happens if, like, you get cloned or your brain get, like, if you start
getting... We know what happens when you get cloned.
Well, there's clones there's like we have today. But
biological clones, we call them twins or triplets. They exist. I mean, they're people with the same genetic makeup as each other, and best I can tell, they're just another set. So, I mean, what the idea is somehow you can clone yourself and then move your consciousness in. I've seen no evidence of that yet.
I have seen
no evidence of
that either. I think the way your brain grows and the way it accumulates neurons and patterns can't just be replicated. But theoretically, if someone could just do a replicator or a transporter, you know, like the Commander Riker with the two Commander Rikers.
Right, yeah.
Which one are you? Or, you know.
Are you the real one?
Yeah.
Or are you the clone?
It's a great question.
603-283-6160. Have you been cloned? Have you been able to?
There's all kinds of people out there that have been cloned.
Have you been able to transfer your consciousness from your body to another? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.